retiring?
No, not that I'm aware of just yet. Look, it was great to be back out there, but obviously I've always said I love the game, especially game days, but I'll keep playing so long as I can play my role on the court. And yeah, it's good to get back out there and test my body, and hopefully that's good enough to help the team.
The coach said it would be minute by minute and a slow build. Does that frustrate you?
Yeah, it does, but we've also had a lot of meetings where they made it very clear that regardless of how frustrated I get or how many subtle hints I make on the bench starting to warm up, that they're not going to pay attention to it, and that it is going to be a progressive thing. In particular, you know, we've qualified for the finals. Now it's about trying to cementing that top two, and then the big picture is the championship, and hopefully I'll play a bit more minutes when it gets to the back end.
How did you pull up after the game?
Yeah, good. You know, obviously there's, you know, a bit of fatigue. The game is a lot more physical, a lot quicker than training. But it was just great to be out there. I felt like a little kid again. So, you know, I know it was only a few minutes, but just to be able to get a couple of minutes under my belt after quite a lengthy stint on the sideline, yeah, I was very appreciative of them.
Is it different the way you play coming off the bench to how you would play starting?
Yeah, you just got to make sure that you're switched on, and I just pretend that I'm Nordo when I'm out there. What would I do if I had the basketball in my hands at the point guard position, every single possession? What would I do defensively? And then when I finally get called to sub in my head I've already played the first 6 or 7 minutes, but physically I'm fresh. So it takes a little bit of time adjusting to starting on the bench, because obviously you warm up in warm-up and then you sit down on the bench for 5, 6, 7 minutes, but just making sure you're ready to go.
So do you think this is what will be your role for the rest of the year, or are you confident you'll be able to get this up in time for the finals to potentially start?
Oh, wouldn't have a clue. Reality is, if we keep winning, I don't think we should be changing anything. So far as we're playing good basketball, even if Norda had the worst game in the world and I was MVP that night, we still shouldn't change it, because whatever's working and getting the team wins, stick with it. So Trev's always said he's always going to play the five guys playing the best basketball at any given time, and he'll continue to do that. But right now, I think the team's playing good basketball, so stick with it.
Is he playing the best basketball this time with Wild West, do you think?
He's definitely had some big games over the last 6 or 7 or 8 games. So his role on the team is it changes from game to game, whether it's picking up full court, just straight out denying the opposition's best player, to at other times he's been left open, he's knocking down the three, he's aggressive on the ring. So I love the way he's playing at the moment, and hopefully he continues to back himself for the back end of the season.
Is there a limit, Damo, on the minutes you can play based on the injury that you had?
No, I think it's just making sure that I'm not rushed back in and playing 20, 25 minutes straight away. The speed of the game, the tempo, obviously it does, you know, put a bit more pressure on the body. So it's about getting a few more training sessions under my belt. Hopefully that helps with strength and conditioning, and that goes a long way to limiting any type of injury I may have.
Speaking of training sessions, obviously Tirico looked like he sat out. We had sort of the heart last bit, but it looked like he sat it out, and Plumlee didn't look like he was doing all that. Mm. Not an ideal time to have two of your key players and yourself still coming back from minutes with the finals just around the corner.
Yeah, obviously you want to have everyone fit and healthy every single day, but if there were serious injuries, I'd be concerned. Instead, it's more of a let's make sure you're 100% come Saturday against Adelaide. So both of those guys will be fine. We have a day off tomorrow. They'll come in and shoot, and then they'll train with the team on Thursday.
Tirico's had a bit of a rough trot lately. He just can't seem to get his body right. Is he frustrated by it all?
He's the ultimate pro. If you knew the injuries he played through last season, you'd have nothing but respect for him. He played through injuries that a lot of guys would sit out with. So when he gets knee-to-knee contacts and just niggling little injuries like that, it's a matter of us saying, look, have a day off and try and get everything as close to 100% as possible. So I dare say he's probably frustrated, but he's not showing that externally.
What did you make of Cotton versus Steindl just then holding up the rest of you all wanting to leave training because they wouldn't miss?
Yeah, it's a luxury to have, isn't it, when you've got two of the best shooters on your team and very competitive guys. So there's a lot of training sessions where the two of them give each other a bit of lift depending on who's got it going from behind the arc. But they are very, very good shooters. So it's always good fun when they challenge each other in a shooting comp.